Time. Thanks to TatsBet. You can go to TatsBet.com. Jared Daffy from TatsBet, good morning.
Hello, Ray.
How's things?
I don't think I've ever seen it better.
You fair, Dinkum?
Yeah, well, from 6 a.m. this morning, I've watched non-stop sport. That's a little five-minute break to talk to you, and then I'm back into it.
That's sort of your dream life, isn't it? And it's been the same way for the last 25 years that I've known you, whether it's golf, whether it's NFL, whether it's AFL, rugby league, you love it all.
I do. I watch anything. Mm. And this is one of the great days because it's non-stop till about 1 a.m. in the morning.
What do you start at 6 o'clock? What do you brush?
Super League. Super League, cricket, a bit of basketball. There's an All-Star game on. More cricket this afternoon.
Yeah, World Cup cricket. Then what do you brush home with tonight after
Run home. It's a very busy night, Saturday nights, Ray. Mm. I've got, obviously the Super Rugby competition's underway.
Mm.
We've got...
A-League soccer.
A-League soccer. The Dogs.
Oh, of course.
The Dogs is an important part of my Saturday night. So.
Yes, exactly. You're an athlete. There's no doubt about you.
I am in mind only.
No, but you can just start at 6 and still be going at midnight. I admire your durability.
And I got into the spirit of Valentine's Day. I'm not really one for Valentine's Day, but I said to the bride when she wandered in before at halftime in the Super League, she said, "What are we doing for Valentine's Day?" I said, "Well, I'm here, but you can have the day off from cutting the grass."
You know, that's what I love about you, the romantic side to you.
Yeah.
It's always been there. And was she absolutely thrilled? And did she use any profanities as she walked back out the door?
I'm over all the profanities. I've heard it all before. But
yes. After a long marriage, you tend to sort of tune out.
She'll be back into it tomorrow, though. Don't worry about that.
Exactly. Spoken like the chauvinist we know you are. Now, what's been backed at Randwick or anywhere else across the country?
Well, the two biggest goes across the country today do feature at Randwick, Ray. The first of those is in the Apollo Stakes, Lucia Valentino. I don't know what the boys were on the other day when they put this up. Lucia Valentino, number 13. $13, now into $4.60, and the punters are climbing over themselves to take that.
Mm.
And then across to the last race, race 8, number 9, Telepathic. It opened at $9. It's rock solid now at $4.50 as well. So there's been really good money for both of those runners all the way down.
Anything else, anywhere else you fancy?
Well, the interesting racing today for me is in Melbourne with that Blue Diamond Prelude. If you go to race 3, the first three horses in the market to win the Blue Diamond are the three favourites, obviously. But there's been money for one around that, Flamboyant Lass. It opened at $10, number 3. It's now into $7.50.
Mm.
And the guys are pretty keen to take on Dissident. It's been well backed in the CFR Stakes. It doesn't like the wet. Well, there's been rain around down there. But there's been specking for one at odds, number 12, Spillway. So that might be the roughie for the day in the CFR Stakes.
Now, look, I've got to share this with you because you're one of the few people I'd speak to who'd understand this. I had Jerry Harvey on the show last week. He spent most of the interview bagging me and about horse ownership and things like that. I bred a horse called Well Hardly Ever, named by Singer, okay, trained now by the great Clary Connors. Had two starts, second in a maiden to one of the Hawks family, and then won a maiden at Hawkesbury in very good fashion. Barrier trial the other day and was Jimmy Cassidy Road, just a nice quiet trial, finished about fourth or fifth, length and a half in the winner, not extended. Clary sent me an email through the week. He's setting it for a $500,000 Group 2 race at Randwick in April.
Mm.
If it starts in the race, I'll be beside myself. If it wins, I'll be driving Jerry Harvey mad.
Ray, we've been down this path before. I gave up dealing with horse trainers. I had a horse with a mate of mine in another life in Alice Springs when I was at Centrebet.
Yeah.
And one day it went round in a three-horse race. And I said to him, it was the outsider, and I said, "What do you think?" And he looked me squarely in the eye, and he said, "I think it's an each-way hope." Well, so I didn't back it. It won by as far as you can see. And he used to produce these pearlers before a race. Mm. He'd go and say, "How's the horse?" He said, "It's never looked better." I said, "Well, that's fantastic, except, Gary, they don't run looking races." I've heard it all.
What about the jockey when they come back and it's finished 10th in the maiden at Kembla and they say, because they want the ride in a fortnight, they say, "Look, more ground, just a bit more ground."
Or needs another run.
Yes, this will top it off nicely. All right, mate. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, Ray.
To Jared Daffy from TatsBet. He's seen it all. Tatsbet.com, the place to go. Gamble responsibly. 131873 is the number.